The Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to St. Cattle's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this fourth Sunday in Advent. It's really lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. This week we approach the end of our Advent journey, and Bethlehem is in sight. Over the last 4 weeks we've reflected on God's growing and deepening relationship with his people, which will be revealed most fully in the birth of Jesus Christ, as God comes among us and shares our lives. This week we give thanks for the Blessed Virgin Mary, who accepted God's call to be the mother of his Son. Her faithfulness is an example to us all. As Mary bore the Son of God in her womb, so we pray that we might bear him to the world in our hearts, bringing him to birth in our words and actions. And so, as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, all hearts are open to you. No secrets are hidden from you. Purify us with the fire of your Holy Spirit, that we may love and worship you faithfully, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into your kingdom of peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come in glory to judge the living and the dead. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. God, our Redeemer, who prepared the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son, grant that as she looked for his coming as our Saviour, so we may be ready to greet him when he comes again as our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labour has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to the Magnificat. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him, from generation to generation. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. A reading from the book of the letter to the Hebrews. Consequently, when Jesus came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of the book it is written of me." When he said above, You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings. These were offered according to the law. Then he added, See, I have come to do your will. He abolishes the first in order to establish the second, and it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. My friends, today we near the end of our Advent journey. Christmas is near as we approach Bethlehem to worship the Christ child lying in the manger. To reflect once again on the miracle of the incarnation, God coming among his people and living with us, our constant companion on our journey through life. For this last stage of our Advent journey, we join Mary, who is to bear the Son of God into the world. Mary, we remember, received a visit from the Archangel Gabriel, who tells her that she is to bear a very special son. Mary immediately accepts the call and places herself in God's care and service with the words, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Mary begins her own journey, which will take her to Bethlehem and ultimately to the foot of the cross. Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth, who is herself expecting a child, who would be John the Baptist. As Mary approaches, Elizabeth greets her with the words, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Her own child, John, leaps in Elizabeth's womb, recognizing that even in the womb he is in the presence of the Messiah, the Son of God. There is great excitement. In just a short while, the Messiah, long promised by God and foretold by the prophets throughout the Old Testament, will come and live among his people. He will bring the good news of the love of God to all his people. He will bring the lost back into the fold of God's family. He will bring peace and hope to those who are in despair, that deep sense of peace and hope which only God can give in the midst of a dark, fearful world. On the birth of this boy, the son of Mary, the whole world places its faith and trust for a better future. We have received the good news of the love of God for us, and we have responded to that love by promising at our own baptisms to walk with Jesus as he walks with us. Today we walk with Mary as she visits Elizabeth. And this coming week we will walk with her and Joseph as they journey to Bethlehem. The calling of Mary to bear the Son of God into the world is a calling that we all share. Her journey is one we are called to walk with her in our own daily lives. For as Mary bore her son to the world in her womb and in his birth at Bethlehem, so we are called to bear her son, our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, to the world today, every day, in our hearts. We have promised our lives to God just as Mary did. And with her we say to God, "Let it be done to me according to your word." This Christmas and every day, let us open our hearts to God. Let him make his home within us, that with open, loving, and generous hearts, we may bear his Son, bringing the light of his love to all in need in the darkest places of the earth. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world. We pray for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area, that with Mary, the Church may faithfully proclaim the greatness of the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the light of Christ enlighten the nations, that your will may be followed by all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends, and our neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. Help us to meet each other's needs with love and generosity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from heaven will break upon us to shine on those who live in darkness under the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God, our deliverer, awaken our hearts to prepare the way for the advent of your Son, that with minds purified by the grace of his coming, we may serve you faithfully all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just before our final blessing and our hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining our family here in Gellygair for our service of home worship. Really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy and peaceful week to come, and a joyful and holy Christmas. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again for another service of home worship on Christmas Day and next Sunday. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine on you and scatter the darkness from before you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
And close the path to